Seattle, Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. North Korea has accepted South Korea's offer of high-level talks on Tuesday, January the 9th, at the truce village of Panmunjom in the heavily fortified demilitarized zone that divides the two Koreas. Meantime, the U.S. and South Korea have decided to delay joint military exercises until after the Winter Olympics in South Korea next month. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis downplayed the delay, calling it a practical matter. He said the exercises would resume after the March 9th to 18th Paralympic Games ended. United States is suspending security assistance to Pakistan. U.S. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert made the announcement.
Until the Pakistani government takes decisive action against groups, including the Afghan Taliban and the Haqqani Network, we consider them to be destabilizing the region and also targeting U.S. personnel. The United States will suspend that kind of security assistance to Pakistan.
In a New Year's tweet, President Trump threatened to slash funding for Pakistan, accusing Pakistan of giving safe haven to terrorists and playing U.S. leaders for fools, as he put it. Pakistani ambassador to Washington tells VOA the two countries should try to remain engaged with each other to avoid destabilizing the region. United States is promising support for protesters in Iran, condemning Iranian officials for a crackdown that has left 21 people dead and more than 1,000 others arrested. A White House official says the U.S. would look for reasons to impose new sanctions against those responsible for stifling protest. Protests have spread from Tehran to smaller cities. Protesters upset about economic hardship. This is VOA News. Israeli military says it will further investigate the death of a Palestinian who was killed in clashes over President Trump's recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital. We get the story now from Reuters' Emily Wither.
The Israeli military are launching an investigation into the death of this activist. Ibrahim Abu Thuraya was killed while protesting President Trump's recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital, a move which infuriated Palestinians who want the East to be their future capital of a Palestinian state. The UN say the 29-year-old amputee was shot in the head by Israeli troops close to the Gaza-Israel border fence. He was a regular at demonstrations like this, losing both his legs in a 2008 Israeli missile strike. An initial investigation by the Israeli military found it wasn't possible to say what killed the activist and that no live fire was directed at him. The military police are now examining the case further. The Gazan washed cars on the city's streets to support his sick father and nine siblings. His death on December 15th was condemned by the UN Human Rights Office, who called it a truly shocking act.
Reuters' Emily Wither reporting. Ankara has slammed the conviction on the U.S. of a Turkish banker for violating U.S. sanctions on Iran. Mehmet Hakan Atala, who headed international banking at the Turkish state-owned Halk Bank, was convicted by a New York court on five of six charges of violating U.S. sanctions on Tehran. With prosecutors presenting evidence of several Turkish banks involved in extensive laundering of money to avoid Iranian sanctions. South Korea's president has apologized to Korean women forced into sexual slavery by Japan's Imperial Army in World War II over what he calls a flawed 2015 deal with Tokyo to settle disputes over the issue. Get more now from VOA's Bronwyn Benito.
President Moon Jae-in issued the apology during a meeting with former sexual slavery victims on Thursday. It's the first time that Moon has apologized over the deal, which was struck before he took office last May. A state-appointed panel recently concluded Seoul's previous conservative government failed to properly communicate with the victims before reaching the deal with Japan. Moon later ordered officials to map out measures to meet the victims' demands. Japan warned any attempt to revise the accord would make bilateral relations unmanageable and unacceptable. Bronwyn Benito, VOA News.
Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. And we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.